Oh, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is gonna be a quick one. It's titled My Baklava is Finally on Amazon.com. So, as you guys know, I got a food truck going on here in small town USA, and I finally got my baklava on Amazon. So, as you guys know, this food truck is a actual restaurant, so we're able to like cook our own food here and shit like that. So the baklava, guys, we obviously make it here on the truck, and we sell it to customers. Now we're gonna be able to sell it to you guys on Amazon. The good thing about baklava, guys, is that this stuff can stay a couple of days in the mail simply because there's really nothing in it that would be perishable, like walnuts, pistachios. Those can last for a long time. Honey, as we all know, seldom goes bad. Sugar, butter, you know, that stuff can last for a very long time. So I'm just gonna show you guys how this comes in. We have it in a package like this. This is just to show you guys illustrative purposes. Obviously, when we do ship it out, we're gonna put bubble wrap up here, you know, to, because there's about an inch and a half of space that needs to be got the AC going on here on the damn truck. So this is the baklava over here, guys. So I'm gonna put my hands like this, guys, so you guys see how big it is. You know, a lot of these guys out there, they charge you $30 for like half a pound or maybe a pound. This here, guys, is about a pound and a half of baklava. So you guys are looking at a pound and a half of baklava. I use a Filio dough, obviously. I use grade A honey. I use cinnamon. I use butter. I use a little bit of brown sugar. That's pretty much really it. Did I say cinnamon? A little bit of cinnamon in there. Walnuts and pistachios. I don't put the pistachio on top. I actually put the pistachio in there with the walnuts. So I crush pistachio, I crush walnuts. So it's a mix of walnuts and pistachio in here. So you guys get 6 pieces, as you guys can clearly see. So obviously, guys, for $32, I believe you get free shipping as well. So for $32, guys, you guys are getting a good deal. And again, the good thing about baklava is that it doesn't go bad, at least not for at least a month. And if you leave it in a refrigerator, it can go for ages. So this is something that we can make and ship out probably next day, you know, depending what time the order comes in. So let's say it's about 12 o'clock here in Florida. So let's say you guys made an order today. I can ship you out a fresh batch tomorrow. Like I said, guys, I ship this out and I will put bubble wrap on it. Obviously, this box is gonna be inside another box, you know. It's not like I'm gonna ship this box out the way it is. No, this box goes into another box. So, yeah, guys, that's what's going on. I'm selling our food on Amazon. All you have to do, guys, is simply go to, I'm gonna put the link here in the description for you. You can type in Egyptian baklava. If it says a brand name Egyptian shawarma, that's a DBA for the company. That's gonna be us. Also, guys, since we're a kitchen and we can manufacture our own food, if you guys are interested in any other type of simple food stuff, instead of buying from, you know, the big brand stores and people who hate you, I can actually start making our own food. For example, I can make really good pita chips. So if any of you guys want to buy pita chips, let me know. I can put that shit on Amazon. I can probably even have it delivered to Amazon, because pita chips, they don't go bad, you know. So I can have pita chips delivered to Amazon, and Amazon will ship it to you. That's known as FBA, which stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. Obviously, this baklava is fulfilled by merchant. I'm the one who's going to ship this stuff out. But when it comes to pita chips, I can just send that shit over to Amazon, and Amazon will ship that out to you guys. Also, guys, I'm thinking of doing MGTOW Cola. Now, for me to do my own Coca-Cola, guys, and my own cola, I will need what's known as a co-brander or a co-manufacturer. Obviously, guys, I'm not going to be doing the Coke on this truck. I simply will be contracting out to a licensed facility to make MGTOW Cola. So, if any of you guys out there are genuinely interested in MGTOW Cola, I'll have it up on Amazon. You guys can buy that shit from Amazon. I can make that happen. And like I said, guys, if you are interested in pita chips, I can make pita chips and have that shit available in probably less than a week. So yeah, guys, let me know, man. If you guys want pita chips, I can make that happen in less than a week. If you are very interested in MGTOW Cola, MGTOW branded colas, like MGTOW Sprite, MGTOW fucking ginger ale, shit like that. I can do that. It's probably gonna take a couple of weeks, if not a few months, and probably a couple of $1,000, since I'm obviously not gonna be doing it on the truck, but I can make that happen. And like I said, guys, if you get your food off of Amazon, instead of buying food from people who hate your guts, buy that food from me, because when you buy stuff from me, guys, that actually goes back into MGTOW TV and shit like that. Otherwise, I'm stuck in a food truck for like 8 to 10 hours a day, not working on MGTOW TV. Anyway, guys, so yeah, if you want pita chips, we can make that happen. If you want baklava, right now, right here, you guys watching this video, you guys can buy baklava, order will come to me, and God willing, tomorrow morning, I'll have it shipped out to you, nice and fresh. And again, it comes in a container like this over here, guys. As you guys can see, this is how it looks. And you guys have to keep in mind, this has been like this for about 10 days now. And I'm experimenting with this. So, if this still lasts, looks good for 10 days, imagine if I make a fresh batch and I send it to you tomorrow, you get it after 4 or 5 days, And the thing you guys need to understand about Middle Eastern food, really, is that Middle Eastern food, because this stuff has been around for thousands of years, Middle Eastern food has been made to combat going bad. Because in the Middle East, they don't have freezers in the Middle East, at least back then. They travel a lot. It's hot out there, it's humid in the Middle East. So the Middle Eastern food, guys, has been made where you can take it with you for a long time. And as long as you store it somewhere out of the sun, you're gonna be fine. So baklava can last at least a month with you, as long as it's an ambient temperature, meaning it's under not 100 degrees. Pita chips can go a very long time with you as well. So again, guys, if you want baklava, you can order that from me right now. It's only $33. Since I'm a new buyer here, guys, they're not giving me that featured box yet, meaning somebody actually has to buy from me. So this is $33. And again, you get about a pound and a half of baklava. You get 6 separate pieces. You can cut them any way you want. I cut them in squares because, that's easier than, trying to get all fancy with them. So anyway, guys, that's my video. I'm gonna put this in the comment section, guys. And again, if you guys are interested in other type of easy food to make, like pita chips, I can put that shit up on Amazon within a week or 10 days at the most. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. If you buy simple food from Amazon, buy it from me. That way you don't have to, I'm getting a call from Uber, but that's fine. Anyway, guys, like I said, let's see who's gonna call. Hello? Fucking DoorDash. DoorDash, man, their app sucks. Everything they have sucks, One minute I'm connected, the next minute I'm not connected. Oh, well, I don't care about that, So, like I said, guys, instead of making your money, instead of giving your hard-earned money to people who hate you, you can give that money to me. And again, guys, that money will be a lot better spent with me, because that money will go back into MGTOW TV. In fact, for those of you who've been following TFM server, I'm in the last stages with Kingsland. by taking over all of TFM's server needs. You know, we're porting over everything that he was doing from other servers where, you know, they were free and they were kicking him off because, you know, he's TFM and MGTOW. So all the services TFM was doing that he was relying on multiple different vendors and services, all that is being ported over to Mitwali Web Services, because again, we own our own hardware, you know. And I spent, you know, an excess of $3,000 getting this really good server. So unfortunately, the $3,000 I got, I actually had to take out of, you know, of this business. So, you know, that's money that kind of should be in this business, but I had to put that money in TFM server simply because he was getting kicked off a lot of different platforms out there simply because he was TFM. With us guys, again, I own the hardware. So that's why I'm telling you guys, if you buy, you know, from me, the money will come to me, and that way that money can be put back into MGTOW TV and what have you. And again guys, this baklava over here, just type in Egyptian baklava. I'm gonna put it in the comment, in the I'm gonna post it in the video. And again, can't stress this enough dudes, if you buy this right now, I'll make a fresh batch and ship it out to you tomorrow. Everybody loves our baklava guys. And again, I use real honey, I use walnuts, I use pistachios, I use a little bit of brown sugar and cinnamon in there, and obviously fill you dough, as you guys can see, and one stick of butter to make sure it's nice and smooth and all that good stuff. Anyway guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.